I just saw an email I got from a P1, and I haven't had a chance to read it because it was just as you were starting this segment, but he said his granddad got killed by an elephant.
Wow.
And shares the story of it.
Today?
I don't think his grandfather got killed today. But I want to preview it before I bring the story to air. So okay. I'll check it out. But how creepy and crazy is that? Killed by an elephant. Who in your family, did you have anybody in your family that died in an unusual way?
Yes, there was an uncle of mine, a great uncle who died in a fire.
Way to go, Gordo.
Well, I didn't start the fire. It's long been burning.
Since you the have, world's you been have turning? Started plenty of fires over the years.
Metaphorical. Metaphorical fire.
And it just sits back.
That's what he does.
Watches it burn.
Just sits back and goes, what? It's on fire?
Was it Bob who first described you as the flamethrower?
Yeah, the dude just takes a flamethrower
or something.
Rocco?
Oh, wow, it's on fire. I'm confused on that. It was one of those two. Because
it was perfect.
Yeah. It was, takes a flamethrower to something, then steps back and goes, what? It's on fire? Oh. Rocco was the guy. Rocco was an old noon to three host here on The Ticket. And what were some of his big quotes?
They're like the
Three Musketeers, but there's five of them. I remember saying that.
And no, it's like the Beatles.
Yeah, like the Beatles. We used to accuse him of thinking everything was the Beatles, and thinking that Molly Hatchet was a female singer. Stuff like that.
No, I didn't say that.
I'd love to catch up with Rocco again. Find out what he's up to. How many years has it been since Rocco was here?
24?
Holy mackerel.
Is that right?
A long time. Well,
right?
Yeah, 23 maybe.
Hmm.
When did Bad Radio crank up? 99?
So they...
I think so.
So let's remember this here. So Rocco took Coop's place, right?
Yes.
Coop used to do noon to three.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Rocco Pendola. And then after Rocco, it was Bob by himself for a little while. Is that right? And then
they started as Bob and Dan.
Bob did a show by himself at night.
I know that, but I thought that they moved him to middays, and then he was by himself for maybe 4 weeks before Dan came from Ohio.
No, I think because our boss at the time had some loose connection to Rocco. Remember Bruce was at the
Bruce
same station.
Yeah, Bruce was his PD in Florida or somewhere.
And the first thing Bruce did, I think, when he came in was he got rid of Rocco and added Bob and Dan to replace him.
I think there was... Okay.
Call Bob.
I may be wrong.
Can you call Bob and ask... Fernando really rolled his eyes
That's how long we've been here.
I don't want to talk to Bob.
I didn't roll my
that's
eyes
how long we've been here. We can't remember major station moves like that.
I know.
You may be right about that. Maybe Bob. I heard Bob say the other day that at one point he had to do the night show and the midday show.
That's what I remember.
Okay, maybe
so
that's right.
Maybe
then.
He was doing it by himself.
That he was working a split shift.
How long do you think he did that?
I would say just a matter of weeks, maybe a couple of weeks before.
That's what I thought.
In.
I remembered it as like 3 weeks until Dan came in, which is a sizable amount of time.
They brought a few others for Bob to work with, didn't they? And then Dan won.
Oh, yeah, that does ring
a
bell.
Like the weekend or something?
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
How do we not remember our own stories up here?
Because that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. And I'm going to guess that was 1999.
That Dan started
Dan
here?
Dan came to town, I think.
Mm. Were we able to find him?
Yeah, he's playing golf, probably.
Is he? What about Dan? We get a hold of him?
No way he remembers.
That he remembers what? You know, Dan listens in the morning now.
I know. Hi, Dan.
Which is crazy.
Hi, Dan.
Because I remember there was a time, I assumed that Dan would never listen to the morning show ever again. He listened to us when he first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And then his night schedule got to be where he would go to bed at 5 in the morning, basically when we were coming on the air. And so he'd always miss us. And then now he'll come up and talk to me about things he actually heard on the show.
Yeah.
And it's still shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, we'll find the story on that.
All right.
We got, I don't know if we even tried to get a hold of Dan.
No, I think he's calling
him. Yeah, I think he's trying him right now, but I think Bob's on number 7.
Oh, we got yeah. Hey, look at there. All right, who do we have here on the line?
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
What are we doing?
Oh, I guess you're not listening this morning, though, are you?
George wanted to have you on again to talk about Norm McDonald.
No, no, let's let that one go. Okay.
It's just, it was an error.
What? Went out of bounds.
Broadcast error. The ball bounced off George's foot.
It's okay. It's all right.
He wasn't an influence because he didn't exist when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
All right. Let's leave the topic.
That's what threw it.
I tried to tell them that.
No, he didn't.
We have to move on.
I've read his book. I've seen all his stand-up. What do you want to know about?
No. We want to know about the history of bad radio. Did Bob do the show by himself for a while before you came to town, or was it always you two working together?
He never did it by himself.
Wait, what?
He did what?
He did the evening show by himself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But not noon to three. No.
So he Never. Didn't. For some reason, I thought when Rocco left, Bob did the middays, but you weren't quite ready to come down from Ohio yet, or there was some delay.
Well,
hey, we got
back together again.
Whoa. A bad radio reunion.
This is non-disclosure.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, now.
Are you on six or seven?
No. It's a practice day, guys.
Okay.
So we can't play rounds every day.
Okay.
All right. So, Bob, we asked Dan this question, but you're probably the best one to ask this. After Rocco left, did you do the midday show for like a week or two until Dan joined you?
It was like 2 months.
Okay. See there?
It's 2 months. Wow.
I knew that I was remembering. Right. I put it at it like a month, but.
Yeah. Rocco got fired during spring break of 1999. And I remember because I was like at a pancake place in Los Angeles. And,
wait, I'm insane.
which was kind of fun. The delightful French toast, as I recall. But then from like start of April until. They hired Dan in mid-May, and Dan could start like mid-June or something like that. If that's right, Dan, it was rotating potential partners kind of thing. And so I would do the day-night doubleheader for a while, where we would do noon to three, and then the night show.
Now Dan disputes this story.
Does he?
No, they didn't allow me to elaborate.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's what the musicians do. They don't allow people to elaborate.
In fact, our first show was on June 14th.
Today is
June 14th.
Wait, this is the anniversary?
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Wow.
That is spooky.
And it came up organically.
How serendipitous is that?
Well, happy anniversary, you two.
Thank you. Well, we're going to be together anymore. Forever.
Well, yeah, I know.
What are y'all doing to celebrate?
Bitter divorce, but.
Have an uncomfortable family meal at Cheesecake Factory.
I have to drop the kids off at three, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, I'm with Jake. He's with Corby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And y'all are polite to each other's new partners when you see them, but a little tense.
We try to have a Christmas meal together just for old times.
Wow, so this is the anniversary, and it was in 1999.
23 years ago today,
man. The very first bad radio program.
That's right.
Wow. And like a month later, Moron Dog happened.
I know it. Yeah, when is that's the big anniversary that's coming
up. Yeah. We're going to take
Moron
that day
dog.
Off.
That should be a national holiday.
I thought it was already.
What a stupid thing if the ticket actually made Moron Dog a station-wide holiday.
We had fill-in shows, and
every hour at the top of the hour, we replay Moron Dog.
Or how about no fill-in shows? We just play that on a loop
day. Just a loop. Just a loop of all the ticket tension that's been happening over here.
Ticket tension day,
That's like your dream format, I thought.
Oh, it'd be the best.
Dream format, nothing but tension all day.
Just Lee Corso and Moron Dog.
On-air fights we've had for 27 years.
More.
But seriously, oh, Dan, so why great. Did you bring the dog in the first place?
Yeah, we were just wondering that this morning.
That was another thing we wondered.
We'd have you pop on here and tell us.
Isn't the question on why you would just let him eat a napkin?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question too, Bob.
Great question.
How about
yes.
that one, Bob?
Well,
it's a great question as to who told you to bring the dog.
Oh, somebody, that's right. That's
somebody
right.
Told him.
Yeah.
We just need to know who it was.
As I recall, we're doing the show for the P1s.
Yeah. Obviously. Obviously. Oh, it is unbelievable.
See what happens when you get these two back together? It's
they
just,
sat down and in real time painted the audio version of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Just in real time.
Just in a month. Yeah, a month's time.
And a month into
it. Could produce that.
Yes. Such gold.
Wow. You guys are the best.
Stockton and Malone, baby.
No, you weren't. You're whistling focus? For the dog. Why don't you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
You know, that's the only reason we're doing this.
I hope you guys are noting the two that are obsessed with that bit on this crew. Keep it alive.
It's still real to us.
And the one who is with you all.
It is the best.
They broke up a long time ago. They don't care about it.
Yeah, what do they care? They eventually divorced over the whole moron dog thing. So, I mean, you know, now.
It's funny now.
Yeah, it's funny now. They can laugh about it. It's not still.
Counseling works wonders.
Yeah. All right, Bad Radio. Congratulations on your anniversary. Of your no longer marriage.
It means a lot, guys. Thank
you. Okay, thank you.
That was hollow.
And Dan, God bless you.
All right, I love you.
All right, I love you
we
too.
Love you
there
too.
They
love
are.
You guys.
The great Bob Sturm and the great Dan McDowell. You can hear them separately on the ticket from noon to 3. You can hear Dan, and of course, 3 to 7, you can hear Bob.
Separately on the date of their anniversary.
Yes.
How wild is it that we just stumbled upon
that? That is crazy. When was the last time that we just called them both out of the blue?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we did it on their anniversary.